Okay, number 11. There's only feedback, which essentially says there's no failure. There's only feedback. This is important too. I think as you get better and better at producing any kind of behavior, the possibility of giving you really good feedback gets less and less. So I think, first of all, we should always welcome feedback because it's what's going to allow us to improve our behavior and to get better and better. Now, if you come and take one of our trainings, you'll be receiving feedback. In fact, during the training, we often say to people, the best thing that you can do is to simply listen to the feedback, incorporate the feedback, take it inside yourself, and thank the other person for it, rather than trying to justify your behavior, or even worse, saying, oh, I'm no good. No, the thing to do is just change your behavior. If everything that happens is only feedback and you're a learning machine, then, for example, let's say I'm going to hypnotize someone and they don't go into a trance in the first 5 minutes. So what do I say? Oh, I'm no good at hypnosis. No, that's not what I say. I'll try a different induction. If one or two inductions don't work, I'll try three or four other ones. The fact is that if I'm continually getting feedback and I'm continually paying attention to it and I'm continually using that feedback, then what's going to happen is I'm going to improve my behavior so I can create the kind of results that I want. If you're communicating with someone and you don't get the response you want, what do you do? What do you do? You simply change your communication so that there's no failure. There's only feedback. And it's real important as you go through a training or actually any learning situation, whether or not you come and take our trainings, it's really important that as you go through any learning situation that you go through, it's really important for you to consider that what you're receiving is really adequate feedback, hopefully, which will improve your ability to learn and allow you to change your behavior so that you can produce the kind of results that you want to produce.